This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Back with us this week is K-State horticulturist Ward Upham to talk of rounding out this summer vegetable gardening season with late harvests and a couple of particular crops we want to focus on here in our time today, Ward. One of those being tomatoes and picking that last fruit of the season before frost sets in. And we haven't had that cold weather yet, but it's coming.
It is coming. And so when you pick that last fruit, usually you put those tomatoes into three different categories: those that are mostly red, those that are just starting to turn, and those that are what we call green mature. And so those that are almost ready to go, it's just going to be a few days and they're going to be ready to go. Actually, any tomato that has really started to turn about half red, you're not going to lose any quality by picking it early. So that first group is going to get ripe right away. That second group is going to take a little longer, but you're still going to have very good quality. Well, it's that third group we really have to talk about. Because how do you tell if a tomato is green mature?
And how do you tell? There's a surefire sign, you say.
There is. What you have to do is look at the bottom of that fruit, and you're going to see a very faint white star. And so it's going to have long arms on it. And if you can see that, it's mature enough to pick. It's not going to have quite the quality as those that were able to ripen on the vine, but it'll still be a good quality fruit and well worth picking.
What needs to be done to allow that fruit to ripen adequately off the vine? What steps do folks need to take?
And so what we suggest is that you try to keep those fruit about 55 degrees. Now, if you have a little bit warmer than that, it's not going to hurt anything. It's just going to speed things up. But storage is really important as to how you set that fruit. You don't want multiple layers, because if one of those starts to rot, it's going to pass on to the others. So single layers, usually people put them on cardboard with newspaper underneath. And that's so if one does start to rot, it absorbs some of that fluid so it doesn't just ruin the whole bunch. And so single layers, newspaper underneath, and you should be able to do okay, even if you have one that does start to rot.
And does one need to worry about such things as humidity? Are tomatoes going to be sensitive to that?
They're not really going to be sensitive. It's going to be temperature that makes a difference. You don't want them refrigerated. You know, 55 degrees is what you're shooting for.
So you can get the jump on frost by going ahead and picking those final tomatoes of the season and call it good, store them appropriately, and they will make for good eating if you follow those steps. Now, peppers, another popular crop, Ward, and they too can be picked at this time for storage.
They can, and you can pick those over a wide variety of maturity levels. I mean, even if they're a little young, that's going to be fine. You're not losing any quality. As time goes on, a lot of these peppers may change color. They may start out green and go to yellow, start out green, go to red, or go through all three colors. But the quality is still going to be there. The thing about peppers is that you can keep them for a long time just under refrigeration. And so just keep them in the crisper where there is high humidity. They do need that high humidity. And they'll keep for several weeks just in a crisper drawer. If you want to keep them longer, it's probably a better idea just to freeze them. Cut them into little segments and then freeze them.
And why is that?
That's so that they can be used in like cooking and things like that. And so normally what you do is you cut them in little pieces, and then when you freeze them, you put them on a cookie sheet and freeze them in individual pieces. If you put them all together in a bag and then freeze them, you're going to have a big lump that you can't get apart. Freeze them on a cookie sheet, and then you can put them all in your bag, and then you can take out what you need as you need it. And so very simple. They will be mushy when you thaw them out, but the flavor is still there. So it still works pretty well.
And you offer the precaution that when cutting those peppers, you probably need to take protective steps.
If you're working with hot peppers, you certainly do. And so wear gloves. Make sure you don't wipe your eye when you're working with those things, because some of those hot peppers really do do a number on you if you're not careful.
Ward, thanks for the advice. As always, we appreciate you coming over.
You bet.
That's horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.